Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I know this topic is gonna cause some of our audience to go, "What? Really? We're going to
What?
talk about
Why
rhubarb?
not? We've
We're
talked
going to talk about
about
rhubarb?
peas and tomatoes and
Let's
the
talk about
history of
rhubarb.
a lot of food.
Let's talk about rhubarb.
Well, this
Where does it come from, anyhow?
China.
China, really?
Yes.
Oh,
I think there's a
I didn't
huge
know that.
tariff on it now. I'm not sure,
That's
but
why you should grow your own. I can't.
But that was interesting to read. I thought about this because I just said yesterday that our rhubarb was just ready to start harvesting.
Wow, already. Not
And
even
that
May.
and we just finished using the frozen rhubarb that we had left from last year, like 3 days ago. So it's time.
So how did it get from China to here?
Well,
Do we know?
it did originate in China as early as 2700 BC. So
Wow.
it was primarily used as medicine. There are ancient texts from the 5th century BC that mention it to treat mostly digestive
Okay, because
disorders.
the leaves are poisonous, so we're talking about the stalk or the root.
This is the stalk and the root,
Okay.
but the medicines in China, and then when it spread to India, then in the later centuries, it was the root was more used to ground dried and ground up as a very strong purgative, something to just help digestion overall.
So I guess we have the spice trade to thank for moving across Asia to Europe eventually.
Marco Polo himself
Himself.
did go to India and bring rhubarb back to Europe, and it was then, well, other traders as well. And that made rhubarb a thing that was connected with wealthy people because it was the people who were connected with the traders who could get it.
So kind of like lobster used to be connected with the poor people. Now it's the wealthy
No,
people who eat lobster. Yeah. The
it's
opposite.
kind of
Flip side.
like you and Charles talking about currency, and it's what you decide has value.
Right.
So when Europe was coming over to this country and moving everybody else aside to make room for their inhabitation
Right.
of what we now call the US and Americas in general, rhubarb came with them. And because a lot of cold climate crops were easier for the first people here, the first of the white people here to grow, the rhubarb was that. And it had become already popular in Europe as more of a stalk plant. You use the stalk for desserts, for pies, for tarts, for custards, and the sweets.
So, and again, right now rhubarb is grown in a lot of places. It's a good one to grow because it's easy. I mean, you don't it's a perennial. You don't have to plant it every year, and it doesn't need a lot of attention, so it's handy. But it needs a lot of sugar,
It
correct?
does. It is a very sour plant. When I was a kid, we had neighbors across the alley who used to come pick some of mom's rhubarb, and they would take a little shaker of salt and put salt on the end and eat raw rhubarb. And I didn't even like rhubarb in pie yet. I was just, my flavors, my taste hadn't developed to that yet, but these kids were eating just plain rhubarb. But sugar is an essential element for those products. Now, I've been really excited to make a spiced rhubarb chutney, which is a great
Not so much
sauce.
sugar in that.
It's a little bit of sugar, but it also involves the savories, the onion, there's a
Vinegar
lot
too,
of
maybe?
little vinegar, and also some spice to it, some curry if you want, or cinnamon,
So
clove, that kind of thing.
what are the nutritional values of rhubarb, if any?
Well, as opposed to nutritional values, which it has a little bit, it is valued a little bit more as just a fiber. It's
Okay.
a low-calorie fiber. It has a little bit of nutritional value. But medicinally, some people do still use rhubarb. And according to WebMD, rhubarb contains chemicals that might help heal cold sores, reduce swelling. It does contain the fiber, of course, which can help reduce cholesterol levels and can still be used for diarrhea, stomach pain, indigestion, symptoms of menopause, menstrual cramps, etc. But WebMD also says rhubarb is considered unsafe when applied to the skin in large amounts, and that's because of the oxalic acid
in the stalk as well as the foliage.
As well, yeah. If you apply it to the skin.
You know, this is BK before Kathy. I was I had chickens running around my yard one fall, and I was shocked. You know, I figured they would eat everything except the rhubarb. They ate the rhubarb leaves right down to the ground.
And they didn't die.
So I'm wondering if rhubarb is only toxic to humans or...
No, when they say rhubarb is poison, it means that it has high enough acid content, that especially the oxalic acid, which can cause internal problems by counteracting as little razor blades inside your stomach.
Yeah.
It's not poison in the way that if you eat a little bit, you die instantly, but it can make you feel very sick.
Okay. Well, anyway, highly recommended, correct?
And people should grow it in their yards as an ornamental. Side note there.
Sure, yeah, it's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tropical looking.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.